In the Holy Quran, we have the story of Zulkarnain, and I understand that Hazrat Muslim Maud said that this verse relates to the this is related to the promised Messiah.
Yes.
And I'd like to know more about how these.
In fact, I have also spoken on this subject in one of my addresses to Khudam al-Ahmadi and Rabwa. Briefly, I have spoken there and also at other places. This subject of Zulkarnain is to be made object of one full sermon or a few sermons. It's a vast subject, and it can't be treated here in a short session like this.
Is it possible to give any indication?
Zulkarnain, in fact, what I said previously, I meant in reality, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is himself Zulkarnain. All that is said of or referred to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam in the Holy Quran is always through implication and directly in every place. Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the primary object of that declaration. And because Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam does not have a separate existence, separate individual free existence, whatever he is, he has learned from his master, Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and has his, if you conceive of Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam as a disc, his disc is exactly covered by Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it receives its impressions and characters from him. So it is impossible for Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam to be something which Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not. You know?
Yes.
And that too not in equality, but like the relationship is like that of a teacher to a pupil. Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the teacher and he being the pupil, the recipient of favors and knowledge and blessings from Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Zulkarnain is of course it's Zulkarnain is a story of apparently a king, a pious king. But when such stories are told in the Holy Quran, they are understood to be a message to Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam that things of similar nature, maybe of very high order but having some similarity, with these stories will be repeated. So Zulkarnain was Zulkarnain of history was a person of much lower status than Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he had some similarities, and for those similarities his example is chosen to indicate that Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam has excelled in that region as well. He is known to be the master, the possessor of two ages, and his travels also indicate. The story in the Holy Quran is illustrated in a way. Now you see, you have drawn me into a lengthy discussion which I wanted to avoid. So let me be brief. In nutshell, Zulkarnain is a historical figure. Part of what happened to him was spiritually similar to what was to happen to Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his spiritual status can be likened in a way to the material status which was held by Zulkarnain. So similarity in just that regard. And similarly, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was to be a Zulkarnain within the age of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the master of two ages, the past and the future, and a new era was to begin in his time. A new world was to appear as we are passing through.
Yes.
A different world has appeared And Islam was to apply both to the old world as to the new world. It was capable of coping with the requirements of both the worlds. This is also the meaning of this. Similarly, Ahmadiyyat is the joining point of the old phase of Islam and the new phase of Islam, which is going to grow into a very bright future for our Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is in a nutshell the answer to your question, please.